Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to our King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless his name. He is our Lord and our Savior. Good morning to Bible Story Land. Welcome. Oh, my God, it's March, almost April. The year is moving quickly. This is the third month of the year. And three is an important number in the kingdom, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name this morning, oh God. We honor you today. You are truly King. You are truly Lord. So we bless you this morning. Father, we thank you that we could call on your mighty holy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallelujah, in the lives of all families. And Lord, let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching and teaching and healing. Our children need a healing, Lord God. Their families need a healing, Lord. Let the gates of our lives in the city, oh God, every city throughout the world be open for the King of Glory to come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, you are a great King above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord our God reigns. You reign, Lord God. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens in the name of Jesus, and your kingdom rules over all. Let men bless you, Lord, in all places of your dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations, and we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. Let men speak of your glory, of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power. Let men know your mighty acts, O God, and the glory, majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following. Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in us and in the lives of our children. Let the kingdoms of your world, of this world, let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Hallelujah. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of wickedness, of wicked kingdoms, O God. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord. Truly, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we honor you this morning. We honor your holy presence. And we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. You know everything concerning us. And we come to say thank you, Lord. For this is the day that you have made. We are so glad. We are rejoicing. We cover Bible Story Land and every family, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God. And we're two or more gathered in your name, you're in the midst of us. What a great God you are. What a holy God. What a mighty God. We serve the Almighty Father. We serve the Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, God, you are great in the heavens. You are great in the earth. And we are so excited about what you're doing in our lives. Have your way. We surrender all. We surrender all to you today, Lord God. Have your way in us. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning for everything that you've done already. We give you praise and thanksgiving for it, Lord God. So, Father, we just thank you right now for what you've done and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we thank God for you being on Bible Story Land with us this morning. We have Karen Itell on with us this morning. She is going to play some praise music. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good, and I'm going to do this little light of mine.
All right. Thank you so much. We also have another young one on here. She's going to be singing very soon.
What you gonna do? I wanna put a praise on it. want the music on, but it's not. You're not singing with it. Just sing to the glory of God. Don't worry about the music, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're doing good, sweetie. Keep going.
Okay. There's a miracle
in this room. With my name on it. There's a heaven in this room. With your tears for me. There's a breakthrough in this room. And my name on it. So what you gonna do now? I'm gonna put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Praise on it. You go in this room with my name on it. There's a hand in this room, but it's me for me. There's a break in this room, know my name on it. So what's it gonna do? I'm gonna put a face on it. So I'm gonna put a face on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it.
All right. Amen, amen. We're gonna put a praise on it. Yeah, we gotta do that. We gotta praise the Lord like never before. This is Tabitha Sylvester from Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for her. Oh my God, thank you, Tabitha. I knew it's early in the morning, but you did a great job. So I thank God. Huh?
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you have a busy day, and I am so proud of your mom's business. I see her on Facebook teaching the children to sew. I bet you sew very well, Tabitha, huh?
I'm learning.
You're learning. That's good.
I'm making a lot of baby doll clothes.
Oh, that's what you're making? I used to make baby doll clothes, too. That's
some good. Some of the baby dolls want more clothes.
They do?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm very proud of you, too. All right. How old are you? Say that again.
Have a blessed week.
You did what, baby?
Have a blessed week.
All right. How old is your baby brother?
He's one.
All right. Very good. Well, we thank God for you coming on. I look forward to hearing from you next month on Children's Day. We're gonna let you know, okay? We'll remind you to come on and sing again.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Love you.
Lord, I thank you
for little Tabitha and her father and her mother and her brother, Lord, and her all of her family, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless little Tabitha, Lord, as she grow and develop and as her parents train her up in the way that she should go. And, Lord, I thank you that they are allowing her to come to you. She is a part of the kingdom. So bless her like never before. Enlarge your territory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and even as she reminds me of Tabitha in the Bible, Lord God, who people loved and she sewed. So I thank you for the seamstress that's in Tabitha coming out in the name of Jesus. So we bless you and we thank you for the gifts of talents in Tabitha and all the children in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And Uncle.
All right. God is in the midst of us. The Lord is taken away the judgments from us. He has cast out our enemy, the King of Israel, even the enemy. Even the Lord is in the midst of us. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, do not be fearful, and to Zion, let not the Lord thy God Let not your hands be slack. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, in the midst of us. He is mighty. He will save us. He will save us. He will save us. He will save us in our household. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. The Lord our God is in the midst of us, and we're so grateful for our God. You know he's king. He's Lord. He is our shepherd. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I thank God that the right or power is judgment. The right or power passing sentence, that is judgment. No one's opinion matters, only God's opinion. His judgment matters. God is judge. He will cancel judgments against his people. We are his people. We are God's people, and God is with us all around the world. Every place, there's no place that God is not. So we are grateful for his banner over us is love. Well, today on Bible Storyland, we have several children with us that's going to be singing and praising God. We thank God for little Tabitha Sylvester, who sang, put a praise on. So we thank God for her. The young people, we're training them up. So right now we're going to have Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah to Kentucky. She's going to sing, and we're going to keep moving. The children will be singing soon. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great, too. Thank God.
All right. Had a good week on last week. Had a nice time in Indianapolis visiting with my mom's friends. And I did tell you that there was a memorial service and my mom's name was called. And the program from her funeral is going to be, well, it was sent to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. this week to be kept on file there.
Amen. That is awesome. We are so thankful.
We are so thankful. Yes, ma'am.
All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down.
Amen, amen. We got to give him glory. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. We should not carry burdens. He said he came to be a burden bearer. So we thank you for that song this morning. We're looking for Jackie Travis to be on. I don't see her on yet. I called her, didn't get her. So hopefully she'll be on soon. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for, we're looking for the Bailey Boys to come on the radio this morning. So we thank God for all of you being on with us this morning. We're going to keep moving along. We have with us three beautiful children, Demetrius, Demetriana, and Tavion. I don't know if I said their names correct, but they're on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all?
Oh, we blessed and highly favored by the Lord. It's Pastor Solomon, Priest Pastor Solomon.
Okay, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you this morning?
Doing good, doing great. The children ready to come on yet?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right, well, Demetrius.
Demetrius?
Yeah, I think he's going to sing.
Demetriana?
Yeah. Well, she told me Demetrius and Demetriana was going to sing.
Yes, ma'am. They're ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All things are working for my good. He's intentional. Never failing, all things working for my good. He's intentional. Never failing, all things working for my good. He's intentional. Never failing, I don't have to worry, God. He's working for me. Yeah, he's working for you. Yeah, he's working for me. Yeah, I don't have to worry, God. He's working for me. Yeah, he's working for you. Yeah, he's working for me. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
All right. Well, they have a brother as well. Very good. You guys enjoyed your spring break?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Good, good, good. We thank God for their mother. Father, in the name of Jesus and their father, Lord, I thank you for the Solomon family. I thank you for all the children in the Solomon family, the big ones, the little ones, all ages, Lord God. Bless their mom, Lord God, as she is going through a trial right now. But, Lord, I thank you that afflictions don't last. You will deliver us out of every one of them. So we thank you, Father God, for her health and her strength. We thank you for their dad, all the many things that he's doing. Help him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help the children to be cooperative and listen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for the children. Lord, help them to focus in school, in the name of Jesus, to make straight A's, to make the honor roll every quarter, in the name of Jesus, to get scholarships to move forward in college, Lord God. So we bless and honor you. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the lives of our children. We bless and honor you this morning. We give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have Tavion Mitchell, and after him we have the Bailey Boys. Good morning, Tavion.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
12. Amen. Big boy. That voice has changed since the last time I talked to you. That was about 2 months ago. My God, your voice is getting deep. All right. He's going to bring the word this morning. What are you going to speak about?
Faith, having faith.
All right. Having faith?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go right ahead.
So I want to start with talking about faith. Faith is believing in what you have not seen yet. You have to have faith in order to get to another level. So I'm going to read Mark chapter 11, verse 22-23. And it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which be he has said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." So, faith can be used in a different way. Like, if you want something, you have to speak it first, then believe it. And when you do that, you pre-activate it or launch it and command what's yours to you. The world was created with words. God spoke it and it was. Faith is in everyday life. Faith is what we have in life to get around and do things. You have to have faith to believe when you sit down and see who's going to hold you, that you're going to go home tonight. Faith is part of life. Faith is the size. Faith can be the size of a mustard seed and grow strong. If you have little faith and you're not getting as many blessings, it's because your faith has not got to that level yet to receive that kind of blessing, because your faith is not big enough with someone to get as many blessings as someone with higher faith than yours. You have to have faith in God first and believe. It says in the Bible, whatever you desire, the only thing you have to do is ask in Jesus' name and believe it. So Jesus talks about how you have to have faith in God to do things, and you cannot have little faith. And he also talked about faith when Jesus walked on water, how Peter had to have faith in order to get across, but he became afraid and he lost his faith. And so you gotta have to be stronger by praying to God and communicating with God daily, and ask God, it will help you with your faith level and to keep you lifted up. And you gotta have other people around you with that kind of faith so that they can also help you to get to that level that they are on. And faith is an important thing in life, because in order to do things, you gotta have faith, because faith was created, well, faith was made by God, and God wants us to have faith so that we can believe in him and be great in life. And that's all I want to say. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. 12 years old, bringing forth the word, having faith. He said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He also talked about the size of a mustard seed is faith. It can be a size of a mustard seed. He talked about we have different levels of faith. So we thank God for that word. That was an awesome word, Tavion. The first time I saw Tavion, he was preaching at a church. He walked forward with boldness and courage like a Joshua. So we thank God for Tavion, for Demetria and Demetriana, brothers and sisters. So we thank God. Oh, I love that song. He's intentional. That was really, really great. So I thank God for the word, having faith. We got to have faith in God. We can't have faith in man because man will let us down. But Tavion told us we got to have faith in God, Mark 11:22-23. So we thank God for faith. Amen. That was awesome. Thank you guys so much. God bless you all. Lord, I thank you for this family, the Solomon family. Bless them like never before. Increase their faith in you. And Father, he also talked about the word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, having faith. Having faith and trust in you. So bless him, Lord God. Increase him, increase you in him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for the Amen. Solomon children. All right, we have the Bailey boys coming up next. Bailey boys, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, how are you?
Good.
Are you singing or praying?
I'll pray. Next time I'll sing.
Thank you so much. Okay, go right ahead. You go ahead and pray.
Father, I thank you for this day that you have made and that what you have done. Thank you for this, that we'll be in heaven with you, Heavenly Father, that your holy name, that you would be around us and in us. So I thank you for this day and this time with you and this world that you made, and that everybody will have a good day today. Nobody will get into arguments and stuff, and that our relationships together will be good for us. I thank you for this time that you have made and that you have been. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Caleb. Beautiful prayer. Who's praying next?
Samuel.
Good morning, Samuel. How are you?
Samuel, come pray.
There's four great brothers. I mean, they're awesome prayer warriors, too.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Samuel?
Good.
Boy, you're getting like Tavion. Your voice is getting heavy. How old are you, Samuel?
I'm 12 years old.
Wow. Woo. My God. I bet you're almost as tall as me. I haven't seen you in a while. All right, you going to pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, baby.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day. And Father God, thank you for this day that you have given us. And Father God, please help us with our mouths and towards our parents and our attitudes. Please protect the kids to have fun over the spring break, and that nobody would be harmed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Samuel. Who's praying next?
Adele.
Okay.
Can I pray?
Yeah. Hey, Ardell, how are you?
Good.
Good morning. Go right ahead and pray, baby.
Okay. Father God, in the name of
Adele. Oop. They got knocked off. They'll come back on. They'll come back on in a minute and pray. In the meantime, we have Jackie Travis on with us. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. Those children are doing such a great job.
They are. They're awesome children, huh? Thank God for them.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's good to see the children on and praying and singing and bringing the word. Well, they are encouraging.
Yes, they encourage me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I lost one of my little ladies this week, which was Thursday. Miss Ruth Montero. She was a great lady. She lived in the terrace. But she was so nice. She was so sweet. And she told she came down for the Black History Program, but she didn't feel good. And her brother was going to tell the story about how her mom got killed by the people back in the day. I wasn't here. I didn't live here. You might have lived here, but I didn't live here. And the story, it was so, so heartbreaking. Everybody was almost, and everybody was in tears, you know. But I never knew how this was going to happen with my people. So that's why I asked you to pray for us all the time, because I was up there that morning, and then I went back that evening. And before I left, both times I said, I love you. I'll be back to see you. Take care. Never knowing that it was the last time that I would speak with her or talk with her. So you have to always tell the people you love them, even if you just leave it for a little while, you know. And then my cousin that passed away the last week, and they're having his funeral today in Paducah, Kentucky. I wish I could make it. Wish I could have had someone to drive with me, because that ride is getting a little longer than it usually is. I wanted to be there, but you can't be everywhere. So we love the children. And the children are the future, so we have to try to encourage them. So pray for Francis' grandchildren. Pray for my patients and their children. Pray for me and my children, please.
All right.
I'm trying to see. This Little Light of Mine, that's my favorite little song that, did anyone sing This Little Light of Mine yet? Because I just got on.
Go ahead.
Okay. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my church, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my church, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my church, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me,
and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen. Thank God. We're in sync. Karen played the song, and you sang the song, so we thank God for that. Thank you so much. Father, bless Jackie as she worked with every patient, oh God. I thank you for her patience with the patients, Lord. Thank you for her strength and health. Lord, comfort the family and the loss of the different family members, oh God. We bless you, Lord. Walk with Jackie today. Talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, the Bailey boys are back on. Ardell, you ready to pray? Ardell? Ardell. Zachariah?
Yes.
All right, who's this, Ardell or Zachariah?
Yes.
Is this Ardell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and pray, baby, and then tell Zachariah to come up.
Okay. Pray?
Yes.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the homeless people that you have blessed. I wish that you give them homes, food, and shelter that you need to do. And Father, thank you for bringing us here. If it wasn't for your Son, we wouldn't be here. We'll just burn to ash. And I thank you, Father, just help for the homeless people who just need shelter. Those are getting difficult with their lives. Help them, Father, with the right path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ardell. Thank you so much. Where's Zachariah?
No.
Where's Zachariah?
Right here.
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good.
Good. You gonna pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Father God, Lord, I thank you that we will be good, and God, I thank you that we will have a nice time with you, and God, I thank you that we will not. Be bad in your presence, but be good, and we will not do the opposite of what you tell us to do. God, I thank you that you will reward us for doing good with you. And God, I thank you that we will have a good time, and I thank and a good time with you, and God, I thank you that you will guide us when we are lost. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Father, I thank you for the Bailey boys. I thank you for each one of them: Samuel, Ardell, Caleb, and Zechariah. Guide them, as he said, guard them and guide them. Help them to make wise choices daily, all day long, Lord God. Help them to go the way of righteousness, Lord. And so, Father, I thank you that you are transforming them by the renewing of their minds. I thank you that they are growing in the Spirit by leaps and bounds. Help them, oh God, protect them, Father, from seen and unseen dangers. Bless their mom, oh God. Protect her, Father God. And we just honor your presence in the Bailey boys. We thank you for what you're doing for all the children of Bible Storyland this morning. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Provide for the children like never before. Give them the desires of their heart according to your will and your plan. Amen. Well, this morning we have another speaker. His name is Cyril Stubbs. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida, from Miami. He's originally from Miami, Florida. 25 years young, and he's a graduate of Jacksonville University in 2014. He works as a financial advisor for Northwestern Mutual. He attends St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. I met his mother a while back. She is a writer. She has published some books. We thank God for the legacy she's given to her children. So good morning, Cyril. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for your patience and waiting. Well, he's going to be speaking to us this morning. Let God use you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first, I want to just thank God for this opportunity, and I want to thank you, Sister G, for allowing me to come on your show. I very much appreciate it. But, you know, with today being Children's Day, and, you know, I was listening to, you know, the children praying, and it's such a blessing to hear them and hear them singing and praising God. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to speak from a standpoint of a young father, a young single father, growing up a millennial, and just give some encouragement to the kids, but then also to the parents, because you know, as I've watched and as I've, you know, become a parent and watch my daughter grow up. I mean, she's only 2 years old, but as I watch her grow up, you know, the problems or the world that she's going to be dealing with is a lot different than what I deal with when I was growing up. But for the kids that are listening, you know, just want to keep you guys encouraged, because I know a lot of times as we're growing up, especially for me when I was growing up, it wasn't always cool to be different. And it wasn't always cool to stand out and profess God, profess your faith. But God's got you, and people are looking for that difference. People are looking for that uniqueness. Stand firm in your faith and in your belief. And I promise you, whatever the world throws at you, God's going to have your back. Whatever you think people are doing, you know, and you're going to school and they think it's cool, they're really doing that just because they're following and they're looking for those leaders. They're looking for, you know, they're looking for you guys, you know, the ones that are going to be praying for them, the ones that are going to be, you know, praying on their behalf, the ones that are going to be standing different, going to be walking different, going to be talking different. And remember, you're going to always be the light of the world. And, you know, the smallest light in a dark room is always going to give hope. So just remember, you're always, or you can always be, through your actions and through your faith, a beacon of hope for the individuals or the kids around you. And that doesn't, you know, start when you turn 20. It doesn't start when you turn 17. It doesn't start when you turn 30. It starts from the day you're born. And you can have an impact, you know, being, I believe the young lady was, you know, 6 in kindergarten. You can have an impact on all your friends in class. You know, you never know what they're going through at home. And for you to say a quick prayer for them, they may not even know it. You may have changed or you know, allowed God to use you, and they see that, and it gives them a hope to keep going, or a hope to change their family dynamic. But that's what I want to speak to the kids about. For the parents, you know, it's different. It's interesting for me, you know, being a millennial, being young, being a single dad, growing up with two parents who were, you know, ministers in the church, were steadfast in the church. And it was just interesting to see now, you know, me born in the 90s and then my daughter born in 2014, just the onset of the enemy and how he's working. And the parents who are continuing to pray and continuing to allow God to help you parent your kids, keep doing that. You know, a lot of times we get discouraged. We look at the world around us and how sometimes even in the church is accepting, you know, the world and worldly behavior and not really standing firm in what God or what God's teaching us or what God wants us to do. We're trying to be cool. We're trying to make it you know, an easy walk for everybody. And I'm not saying, you know, don't love everybody, but, you know, God loves everybody. But in that love, he also chastises. So he also sets a standard for what his people or what he's calling us to do. And when we're doing that, when we're talking about being parents and talking about these children, you know, we have to stand firm in what we believe and what God's called us to do and what God's called us to lead them. Because we have to look at our kids, and I look at my daughter like this every day. She's a little grown-up. At some point in time, she's going to be on her own. And the values that we teach our children at a young age is really what's going to be their first imprint on their minds. If we're teaching them from a young, early age to seek God, that's what they're going to do when times get rough. If we're teaching them to pray, that's what they're going to do when times get rough, because that's what we're teaching them as they're learning. You know, a young child's mind is a blank canvas. And we can either give them or paint them, you know, with God's teachings, or we can allow the world to influence. And, you know, I just want to, you know, tell the parents, you know, young or old, just stand firm in God's word. You know, stand firm in what God, the way God parents us. And I was talking to my mom, and she told me the best piece of advice I could ever hear. You know, the best way to parent a child is to look at the way God parents us. It's perfect. You know, the love, the support, you know, being there for them, you know, always guiding our children back to him is the best advice we can give. And, you know, me growing up, I went away from the church because I didn't have my own relationship. So I will also say, you know, push your children to have their own relationship. Don't have a relationship for them. It doesn't mean don't pray for them. It doesn't mean don't support them. It means push them to say, hey, you need to find God for yourself. You know, you need to find God and have your own definition of him. Because it wasn't until, you know, a couple months ago that I had actually found God for myself. And in that, I can teach my daughter, hey, you know, Jada, seek God here. Because what God means to me, he's not going to mean to you. You know, for your children, what God means for the kids, what God means to you is not going to be the same thing what God means to your parents. So seek him out individually, and I promise you, he'll meet you. He'll meet you right where you are. No matter how old, no matter how young you are, he'll meet you. And just stay encouraged for the kids, stay encouraged for the parents, and I really appreciate the time. I don't want to hold, you know, too long. I know I only had a couple minutes, but it just, you know, I want to just keep the encouragement there on both sides. And for the kids who are on the show, you know, you guys are making the right move. You guys are staying in the right path. Just continue to do that. Continue to stay encouraged and encourage each other. If you don't know each other, you know, get to know each other and stay encouraged. Push each other to stay firm in your faith and grow. And I'm here in Jacksonville, and I believe a couple of you guys are, and I'll be praying for you all. So thank you.
Thank you, Cyril. Thank God for those words of encouragement for the young people as well as the parents. He's a young man and a single father growing up in today's society, but I thank God he's a part of the Joshua generation. You know, we could go out there and be prodigal children, but God gonna call us back. He said, okay, son, I'll let you go now. It's time for you to come back. So God called him back, and I thank God for those encouraging words that, you know, he was telling the young people, be leaders, don't be followers. You know, let your light shine. You may need to pray for some children in your school. You see them going the wrong direction. They may not even know you're praying for them, but pray anyway. And then he was encouraging parents to, you know, train them up in the way they should go. Whatever values you teach your children, that's how they're going to live. They may stray, but, you know, hopefully they won't, but they'll come back because God's going to call them back. So stand firm in the word of God. Be patient, you know, with your children. His mother told him the best way to parent a child is to look at how God parents us. So that was awesome advice from a mother. And she's a very wise mother. I thank God for her mother mothering them. So thank God for you, Cyril. It was an awesome message. Today is Children's Day. My message title is The Now Generation and the Generation to Come. You know, Psalm 78 is an awesome, awesome, you know, word. God is so awesome. He wrote us love letters called the Word of God. He loves us. He wrote love letters to all of us. And, you know, it's for us to read the love letter. You ever get a letter in the mail from, you know, someone you love and you go like, wow, I can't wait to read it. Well, be like that with the Word of God. Don't wait to read it. Read it, read it, read it, read it. Every day, pick it up. Say, woo, wow, let me see what God got to tell me today. Woo, he wrote me a love letter. Let me read it. Let me read it. So Psalm 78, it says 1 through 8. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength, his wonderful works he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known to their children, that the generation to come might make them known even to the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit is not steadfast in God. So we got to keep teaching our children daily what thus saith the Lord. He said, listen to what God has to say. He speaks to you as parents, and many young people hear the voice of God. Obey what God tells you to do, whether you're a parent or a child. Obey what God tells you. It's most important, obedience. So God speaks to children like he spoke to Samuel years ago in the Bible. God speaks through parables. You know, he gives us a story, an illustration that we can understand on the level that we're on. So we thank God for, you know, he teaches us spiritual lessons. Many things happen before we were born in the past. We've heard and we know because we're older people. And the older people told us. So we can't keep these things a secret from our children. The goodness of God, the things God has done for you along the path. How God looked out for you, how he healed your body, how he strengthened you. We got to continually, you know, tell God, thank you, Lord. God is faithful to us. We have found him to be faithful to us in every situation of our lives, and we got to tell our children those things. Whether we need a healing in our bodies, providing homes for us, food, and keeping us safe, we want our children to know about the God we serve. He's the only true and living God. The Lord is one God. And, you know, he told us to love him with all of his heart, soul, and with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we must love each other like we love ourselves. When we teach our children these principles, they won't be killing one another. They won't even kill themselves because they will love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and strength. They will be obedient to God, and they will follow after righteousness. So we got to teach our children every day, you know, that when they're grown and married, they have to teach their children about what God has done in their lives over the years. So we got to keep passing the word on. Every generation must know. Remember the works of God and keep his commandments. Do not follow anyone who do not do the right thing, whether they're in your family or someone you know. Set your heart aright and follow after God. Follow righteousness. So those are the things we have to teach our children. Psalm 78 is a very, very impactful scripture. It tells us to tell the generation following about God. So it is salvation time on Bible Story Land. Anyone who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Anybody not saved? All right. Looks like everybody's saved. You know, salvation is what God offers us. It's the gift. But we got to receive the gift. You ever get a gift you don't receive? Most people do not. Most people receive the gifts that they're given. So receive salvation. It's the gift from God. And we know backsliding is a curse from the devil to take us off the path of God. We do not want to backslide. We want to run into the presence of God, stand in his presence, loving on him. In his presence is the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, temperance, all of the fruit of the Spirit. Anybody have a testimony this morning they want to share with us? Testimony time. Hello? Somebody said something, but I didn't understand. Still hear somebody talking, but I can't understand you. Testimony time. Now I can hear you. Hello? Okay, I heard somebody moving their phone, but I can't hear what you're saying. Anybody have a short
testimony?
Yes.
I don't hear anything besides my couple of beats. I may have knocked it out of sync, so if it's my fault, I will go right back to this. My testimony is I'm glad I'm here. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for life. Thank God. Anybody else? A testimony this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise
Good morning.
You, Lord. I just want to testify of God's faithfulness, his eternal love for us. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I kept having pain in that area. And if anybody has ever experienced cancer really don't have pain. You don't have any pain until you get, like, deep into it. But and so God kept, the Holy Spirit kept putting it on my mind about you didn't have your mammogram. You did not have your mammogram for this year. So I couldn't shake it. You know, he just kept that before me, and I went, and they found breast cancer. And but I had peace. I had so much peace. God gave me so much peace. And I didn't get upset, frantic, crying, none of that. You know, he kept me emotionally stable. And it was in its first stages. It was a great and went through the, everything happened so fast and everything went so smoothly. And when it was time for the surgery, they told me I had a copay. And my copay was $759. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I got to pay $769. They don't care that I got cancer. So, but to God be the glory. God gave me a system to save money because he know me better than I know myself, praise God. And when I went to get the money that I had, even though I know I did not put that amount of money there, it was well over the $759. And I give him glory and honor and praise. And so I was able to pay the copay. And even now they said I don't have to have chemo. They said I would have 5 to 6 weeks of radiation. I don't have to have 5 or 6 weeks of radiation. And really, I believe God that I really don't have to have any radiation. But to God be the glory, I want to go through the experience of this so that I'll be able to help someone else that may be going through this. So I only have 3 weeks of radiation. Hallelujah. I'm believing that there will be no burning on my flesh. There will be no side effects, none of that. I'm believing God and trusting God in it. And even in the midst of it, God has given me peace. Hallelujah. And divine rest in the midst of this. And I testify of God's faithfulness and his goodness and his love for us. Hallelujah. And I believe there's nothing too hard for our God. And that's my testimony.
My God, what an awesome testimony. Woo! I tell you what, God showed up and showed out. Thank you, Minister Solomon. Oh, my God, I'm almost speechless. What a testimony about the goodness of God. He's there for us. He's Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. And, you know, we got to listen to the Holy Spirit. He prompted her and told her, go get your mammogram for the year. So she obeyed and did that, and God was revealing to her what was going on in her body. And, you know, like she said, most people say, you know, cancer is painless, but she had some pain. So pain is a sign that there's something going on. So thank God Jehovah Rapha was with her through the whole experience, and he's still with her. He will never leave her. So we thank God for you, Minister Solomon, and that was a testimony for all of us about the goodness of God. And, you know, she said a lot of times when you go to the doctor and they tell you, you know, you get upset. But she said God kept her emotions. They were stable, and she didn't worry about, you know, anything. She just trusted in God, and she's still trusting. And you heard about a copayment. I never heard a copayment that, I mean, you may hear $25, but $700-something dollars, but God furnished it all. He knew ahead of time. God knows everything from the end to the beginning of our lives. So he already prepared her, and I thank God that she was not denied because she had the money. And even if she didn't have it, you know, God was going to give it to her. So I thank God for all that he's done for Minister Solomon. So we thank God for, he is a great healer, great healer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, Minister Sonia Solomon. We thank you that you are there for her. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for being everything to her, her provider, her healer, even in the midst of what could have been an upset, a great upset, what could have been turmoil or just being so upset, Lord God, not being able to deal with it. But, Lord, I thank you that you are a peacemaker. You gave her peace in the midst of everything she was going through. You allowed her to have peace about it, Lord, knowing she knew that you were going to be there for her. She know you as a great healer. She know you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. She know you as her provider. She know you as her healer. So, Father, we thank you that you are everything, everything that we need. And so, Father, we ask you to bless Minister Solomon continually. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for the children, Lord God. And so we just honor your presence. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the Solomon family, Lord God. Continually keep them in your almighty palm. Thank you, Lord God, that no one can snatch them out. Walk with them every day, Lord God. Be that lamp and that light to their pathway that they need. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Amen, amen. Thank God for the two testimonies from Karen and from Minister Solomon. Anybody else have a testimony? Anybody have anything they want to say? Because it's prayer time in a minute. We're going to be praying. All right. Well, looks like we're moving on. Into
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. This is Pastor Solomon again. I'm being pressed to continue my testimony because that, I don't know why, but I'm just going to be obedient because that was on the healing portion. But maybe someone needs to trust God in the area of provision because even in my business, I said I was just going to shut it down, you know, just shut my business down through this transition that I was going through. But yet God put people in my life that was willing to say, no, we're not going to close your business down. We will run your business. So they, my husband and some other ladies came together, and they're running my business for me because I can't drive. And so, therefore, they ran my business for me, and so I'm not lacking in anything financially, you know, because they're running my business for me. And not only that, there was a $15,000 blessing that came from this that God has done because he is faithful. He's faithful, and he loves us, and just trust him. No matter what it is, there's nothing too hard for God. Just trust him, and that's my testimony.
Woo, my God, two great, awesome testimonies. Yes, he is a great provider and a great healer. And we thank God for those testimonies, Minister Solomon, of how God is faithful. You know, you drive, pick up the children for your daycare, and So people are taking over. Sometimes we don't really know how much we're loved until a situation arises in our lives. And God provides. And you've been loved all the time, but, you know, you just didn't know the greatness of God. You didn't know what was going on. But through his grace and mercy, he allowed you to be healed. He allowed you to have people to take over your business. So I thank God in the name of Jesus. So this morning it is prayer time, and we're asking Minister Hawkins, Minister Donna Hawkins, and Minister Sandra Solomon to pray this morning. So you still there, Minister Donna?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, so we're going to ask you to start the prayer. If you could pray for Jackie, your cousin, her husband, her two daughters, and the family, and, she said that she lost one of her patients, if you could cover all of that. And then after she prayed, Minister Solomon, could you pray for her, Pastor Donna Hawkins? She is the pastor at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And, you know, all that entails, what it entails in being a pastor. So we're, any other thing, Minister Donna, that you need to pray for?
Oh, my mother-in-law, please.
Yes. Her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins. All right, you want to go ahead, Minister Donna, and then Minister Solomon will follow you.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning acknowledging that you are God, and besides thee, there is none other. Father, we are so thankful this morning, Lord, that you woke us up to let us see this day. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Sister Jackie Lynn Jackson Travis, Lord. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless her and keep her in your care, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless her husband, William Bobo Travis. We ask you to bless her daughter, Gloria Janae. We ask you to bless her daughter, Davida Marie, Lord. Lord, bless the whole family. Keep them strong, Lord, and working on your battlefield, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the parents that Bobo and Jackie are, Lord. We thank you for the example that they have set for their daughters, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for what you are doing in their lives and what you will do, Lord, in their lives. Now, Lord, you know about the patient who went home to be with you, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would comfort Jackie in that situation, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would be a comfort to her family, Lord, to the lady's family, Lord. Lord, we all know that we have an appointed time here on this earth, Lord. And, Lord, while we're here, we want to do all the good that we can do while we're here, Lord. So when you call our name, Lord, we'll be ready to go, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you for her life. I thank you for the life that she led while she was here on earth with us. Lord, we thank you for all of the patients and all of the families that Jackie is serving, Lord. Lord, continue to bless them and strengthen them, Lord. Jackie has a passion for senior citizens, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to continue that passion that she has, Lord, so that she will be able to take care of the elderly, Lord. Lord, we thank you for gifting her with that. Jackie has always been a caring young lady, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you that she's gifted in that area, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, Lord, and for all that you're going to do. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray it. For his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Father God, I just want to take this opportunity to lift up your daughter, Pastor Hawkins, Lord God, before you. Lord God, we make intercessions for her. Lord God, I pray for strength as your shepherd over your people, God. I pray, Lord God, that you give her the grace to complete her assignment as a pastor in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give her the love, Lord God. Give her the mercy, oh God, for your people in the name of Jesus. Give her the wisdom, hallelujah, to counsel, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, give her the strength to stand in the midst of adversity. adversity. Lord God, give her the eagle eyes, Lord God, to be able to see the wolf that comes in and the enemy that try to sneak in unaware, oh God, among your sheep, God, in the name of Jesus, and the wisdom to deal with it, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, give her the strength, Lord God. Hallelujah, to arise in the midst of challenges, Lord God. Hallelujah, that she may go forth in your mighty name, God, with the sword and in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, bless her family, Lord, for she is the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And when her enemy come before her, they shall scatter in seven different directions, oh God. Lord God, she heeds your voice. She obeys your commandments. So the blessings are going to run her down and overtake her, God. Shatter her, Lord God. Hallelujah. That she may continue on this path and complete the assignment. Bless, Lord God, the fruit of her womb, God. Hallelujah. There'll be no slack or lack in her home. There'll be no slack or lack in her ministry, Lord God. For you shall provide all things for her in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that try to frustrate her, bring stress or worry or division in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel your assignment. The blood of Jesus is against you. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And wherever she shall go, she shall prosper in it. For the Lord thy God is with her. There's nothing too hard for God. And she is an overcomer and a victor in all things, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Donna, could you pray for the children, all the children that were on the radio and the ones that are in the whole world? Pray for the children.
Yes, ma'am. Dear Lord, we bow again, thanking you, Lord, for the children that you have blessed us with, Lord. Lord, we were so moved this morning by all the children who shared their beautiful singing voices, their prayers, and their message, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the children, Lord. Your word says that we are to train them up in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it, Lord. Lord, I am so thankful that there are children who are willing to take a stand, Lord, in this day and time. Might not be popular with their, they know that you are a friend who sticks closer than a brother, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the children. We thank you so much for Minister G, who gives the children an opportunity to share the gifts that you have bestowed upon them, Lord. Lord, just bless the children, Lord. Keep them covered, Lord, in your blood. Keep them covered in your care, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the precious gift of our children, Lord. Continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them, Lord, in your word and by your power, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for the children, Lord. Continue to bless them. Bless their parents, Lord, so that their parents will be the example that you're calling for them to be, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful. We are so grateful to you, Lord. We love you, and we thank you. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Solomon, could you pray for the senior citizens, and could you include Ms. Liddell and Mother Fanny?
You said Ms. Liddell?
Yes,
Ms.
and
Liddell,
Mother Fanny.
Mother Fanny. Father God,
yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we just like to thank you, Lord God, for our elderly, Lord God, for them to have grown in your grace, oh God, and the knowledge of you, God. We thank you for the wisdom that you have imparted in them, God. We thank you for the long life. Hallelujah. We thank you for the good health, oh God, and the sound mind. Father God, I ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, in every area of their life, Lord God. Strengthen their bones. Strengthen their muscles. Strengthen their tissues, oh God. Strengthen the cells, God. Let them rejuvenate in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking, hallelujah, that in this season, oh God, let them know that there is no age, Lord God, where you cannot use them, God, that they are still strong and they have been a blessing to our generation and their own in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that all the elderly everywhere, Lord God, let the loved ones, Lord God, know that they are still alive and that they need that love. They need that comfort, Lord God. They need that assurance that they're still needed. Lord God, that even if they don't have have any living loved ones, put someone in their lives, Lord, that would show them your love. Hallelujah. That would commit to them, God, in their care, God, in their mindset, in the name of Jesus, showing them your love in the name of Jesus. And God, I give you the glory and the honor and the praise for this, God, working in that area, God, giving care to the elderly before. God, I know, God, that how fragile their skin is, God. I know, God, how weak they feel, how lonely they feel, God. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you restore them in this area and bring youthfulness, Lord God, into their lives. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you, everyone, for Big O Bible Storylight. It's closing time. We will be off the air until April the 8th. And at that time, it will be Family Day. So we'll be back on April the 8th. And I say have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you. You already know God loves you more. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out Bible Storyland, we thank you for everything you've done this morning. What a great God you are. Everything you are about to do for us, everything you do for the children, we are so grateful for the children, Lord God. They are a gift to us. Oh, God, help us leave the legacy that you want us to leave for them. Help us to train them up in the way that they should go. Bless the children like never before. Let them hunger and thirst for righteousness, oh God. We cancel Satan's assignment over them to drag them into the world or for them to be prodigal daughters and sons. We decree and declare they will be faithful to you, Father, all the days of their lives. We thank you for the spirit of Daniel upon them, that they would eat healthy, Lord God. Pulse. In the name of Jesus, and they will continually grow by leaps and bounds in the spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, even as they grow in the natural, they will learn Joshua 1:8. Let not this book of the law depart from our children's mouth. Let them meditate on it morning and night. Let them obey everything written in it. Then they will make their way prosperous and they will have good success. So we decree and declare that our children, Lord God, are taught of you at an early age, and they have great peace in them and all around them. In the name of Jesus, we pray a spirit of obedience upon our children, and they will live long, fruitful lives, and they will eat the good of the land, and they will teach their generation and the next generation and the next generation to come the goodness of the Lord. The Lord thy God is one God, and I thank you for the love you have for our children, O God. We bless you. Keep them safe. Keep them protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. And we thank you that 1,000 may fall to one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh our children. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Carrie, can't hear you. Talk to you all next time.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.